Now, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle will try and tell you the estate tax hurts family farmers. And my colleague who began this debate is talking about that, Mr. Speaker. They tell you the estate tax forces farmers to liquidate in order to pay the estate tax. Well, pressed to provide examples, as we did, family farms being forced to liquidate, my Republican colleagues pointed to a 15,000-acre farm they say had to be broken up for the estate tax. Let me put that into context. Most people who live in the cities don't know how big that is. That's 15,000 acres is the equivalent of 23.5 square miles. That's a 5x5 square mile farm. That's more than the island of Manhattan. Manhattan isn't that big, and it's a, which is a home to 1.6 million people. Now, I think most of the people who work hard are pressed to believe that 23 square miles is a family farm. As a farm at the very top of the income scale experience unprecedented wealth and prosperity, some may call it the second Gilded Age, Republicans are helping the rich get richer. They want to talk about we're going to help the middle class and we're going to do well. And what are they doing? Shoveling $250 billion out the door to the richest. Repealing the estate tax will surely sow the seeds of a permanent aristocracy in this country. We learned from Britain what a permanent aristocracy gets you. And so we are prepared to take this vote. I would ask my colleagues, whose side are you on? Are you on the side of working families and communities across this country who are struggling to pay the bills? Or are you on the side of the ultra-wealthy heirs who don't feel they need to pay taxes on the millions and billions that they were handed by their ancestors? Wealth that has never been taxed. That land, the accumulation of a wealth in it, has never been taxed. Now, I vote for the working middle class, and I hope that you will all vote no. I reserve the balance of my time.
The gentleman from Washington reserves. The gentleman from Nebraska is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I request unanimous consent to allow Mr. Brady of Texas to manage the time for the Ways and Means Committee.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman from Texas is recognized.
I appreciate the gentleman. I yield myself as much time as I may consume. And I thank the gentleman from Nebraska for his leadership on ending this terrible tax. Can you imagine working your whole life to build up a family-owned business or a farm, and then upon your death, Uncle Sam swoops in and takes nearly half of what you've spent a lifetime building up for your children and grandchildren? Can you imagine in this case? My friend from Washington talked about this was a farm that had been in this family since the 1880s, five generations. It didn't start that size. It started small, and they built up over years and years and generations of generations. And when the young woman went back to Texas, she actually worked up here, went back to Texas to settle her aunt's estate. She and her brother were forced to sell off two-thirds of the farm that they had had for five generations. They had to sell off two-thirds of it just to pay Uncle Sam, just to try to keep some small portion of what their family had worked so hard to do. These are real-life examples of how the death tax is the wrong tax at the wrong time and hurts the wrong people. It's the number one reason family-owned businesses and farms aren't passed down to the next generation. It is, at its heart, an immoral tax, and it is an attack on the American dream.